That's why, as I mentioned before, it did not exist until the last road vacation. That county commission has made it a condition that we build it at that point.
Because if we were going to maintain it, we have to have turnaround
that
where
is,
we go.
Right.
That's
so we paid for yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's only been there for since 2013 or maybe 14.
And I don't know if we can discuss this or not, but the lawsuit that's going on, my memory is a claim when they came was that the people felt they should have been notified, but you only notify within a certain distance.
That was one of the underlying issues, but in this lawsuit, there's two pieces. So one piece is the plaintiffs are asking the court to unwind the vacation of a number of roads that commission in 2013 vacated. I think there were five roads. So that's one piece of it. That's the piece that the reason why the county's involved, not defending the county in that case. The other piece is the piece that Mr. Wade has been referring to. There is a disagreement between the Big Cedar entities and the plaintiffs about that green area on the map that Mr. Wade has provided about whether there's an easement there and what the scope, whether it is just an access easement or a parking easement. And so that's the reason why, kind of in discussions with, and I won't get into too much in open session, but in conversations with the judge in that case, as well as Mr. Wade and Mr. Davis, we thought that probably the thing that made the most sense, because nobody's prevented access of the plaintiffs to their boat dock since any of this happened. They've always had access. And so we felt like it made more sense for the Big Cedar entities and the plaintiffs to basically try the issue of the easement over that green space, because really the question of the vacation of the roads is, it's not really a dispute in the sense that what they're really seeking is to have access to their boat dock, right? They're not really fighting over the real vacation of the roads. They just want to make sure they have access to their boat dock, which, to my knowledge, they've never been prevented from doing. And so the unwinding of the road vacated, as long as they have some sort of access, I think that is almost irrelevant, Commissioner, if that makes sense.
Thank you for that. So you think by doing this, we would not cause any kind of a conflict in regard to an ongoing lawsuit in regard to...
Well, certainly they have access to the north now. If the commission vacates, they will already have access on that southern yellow road, and then once the new road is completed, the new private road, I guess, where it's showing through the cul-de-sac, I mean, they would still have access in all of those things. So, I mean, it certainly doesn't really change the underlying situation about them traveling over the formerly vacated roads. Do I wish that was all resolved and worked out? Sure. But I don't think that it changes, because the lawsuit is about those formerly vacated roads and the access over the green parking lot. And so I don't really think that the cul-de-sac is central to that issue.
Mm-hmm. Is there a court date set to when the lawsuit will be taking place again?
So on Thursday we appeared and the judge said the easement part for trial in April. The court has not set the issue that involves the county on the road vacates, because we all agreed that probably was not going to matter. If the plaintiffs and the Big Cedar entities, whether by agreement or by order of the court, resolve the issue across the green strip, the road vacation issues, because I don't think the Big Cedar entities are taking the position that the plaintiffs can't go down those roads to access their boat dock. They haven't taken that position up to this point in time, and that's been the real barrier to, I feel like, moving forward, is the green strip has been the barrier. It's not been the access to their boat dock, if that makes sense. So the court has not set a date for trial for unvacating the vacated roads, in essence.
I also want to point out one thing to hopefully assuage your concerns. Mr. Davis has multiple counts related to the road vacation issue. One or two relate to setting aside the road vacate from 2013. He has other counts which claim that that in spite of the road vacation, he has an easement, or his clients have an easement across the road, which I think he's more likely to push forward on that claim. So I think that even though he has pled this road vacation issue, as Travis pointed out, he's looking for access for his clients, the boat dock. And we have never denied access. And the court asked me the same question that Ms. White asked about whether they will continue to have access pending resolution. And I represented to the court on the record that they would. And I'm making the same statement here. So they'll continue to have the same access through that gate until the judge makes whatever decision the judge is going to make. And if I didn't make it clear before, in that green spot, Ms. White, there are two existing cabins there, which is why we're, if you can see that, we've got a cabin in the middle of that.
Yeah, I can see them.
Okay, which is why we obviously got a dispute about it.
Were the cabins built after this lawsuit was filed?
No, ma'am. They were built before.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Not for.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition of the petition?
Yes, I'm in opposition of the question.
Come on up here, would you? And state your name and address for the record. And
it's a simple question.
Okay.
Dennis Garrison. 120 Hillview Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri. And the question is on the posting. It says that it's moving from the original stake up 516 feet. So I don't know if his map might tell me that, but where actually is it going to end at?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
The original posting says that you wanted to move up 516 feet from your original stake. I don't know where your original stake is.
I'll show you the picture I have, which is not the scale. Okay. Yeah, you see this red? I think it's 516 feet from the corner road up to the end of the cul-de-sac. If that makes sense. It's this red area.
That's the original cul-de-sac right now?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Elliott, do you care if I show them this? It's easier to see.
Yeah.
Mr. Wade, if you don't mind, show that to Mr. Garrison.
Nope.
It's an easier.
I'm just trying to visualize the where's your original state.
Believe
is.
Me, it's hard. You know, that's why I drew the colors.
So even though it says it's moving 516 feet, it's really not moving at all.
We're not.
What does your notice say?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find.
Did we misstate something in the notice?
I haven't seen those. So.
Mike, I gave it to Mike.
Oh. They were newly handed this morning.
Yeah.
If it's a picture,
is it something
you
read on the notice in the...
It would have been the original posting.
Okay.
For your first hearing, I guess. And I saw it again at the top of the hill at 86 in Lakeshore. Now there's been a third posting halfway down the hill, but it was gone before I get back to see what it said.
I think I gave you my post.
I think I handed them.
Okay.
These are the ones from June.
It was the same.
Oh, he said it was the original. He said it was the original posting.
Oh,
it would have been the one from June.
Sir, is this one of those? Is that what you're referring to?
Someplace in here. that mentioned 516 feet moving. Your picture, yours, and mine.
Those are Mr. Wade's pictures.
Travis isn't going to take credit for that.
I was not going to take credit.
Do you have a copy? Because none of these are readable.
I can get you one. I don't have another.
Please, another readable. Is it not the Exhibit A where it says the...
Yeah, the only thing that posted notice has is that Exhibit A.
Is the Exhibit A stuff.
Yes. That's attached to your petition. That's all we have.
Okay, here, leaving said west line a distance of 548.43 feet. A distance of 516 feet. Okay.
Is that in the legal description?
It's, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this right here is what he's talking about, Travis.